The Masechet Sofrim says, "Bevus ubeshivashirum beichu megillas Esther tzorach levarach al mikra megillah." So you see from there that there's one chi of bracha for all the different megillas, Esther and Shir Shirim and so on, and we make a bracha on all of them, namely bracha on mikra megillah. And the Goyin paskins in Or Chaim when you read the other ksuvim, even though it's only Chiv Drabonon, even only Minig for the Masechet Sofrim, you have to make a bracha. So, and that's the same halacha, because the Masechet Sofrim puts it all together with Mikra Megillah. So you see from here that the chiv of reading Mikra Megillah is betos ksuvim. And according to this, we understand the Gemara Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel has a discussion. How do you know that you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? That how can you say Tzivonim? It's only Drabonim. So the more answer is because it's Lo Sosra. But we don't see that the Gemara has this kind of discussion as relates to the bracha on Mikra Megillah. And the answer is because Mikra Megillah, even though it's also Midrabonim, it's also Midrayim, it's because there the bracha relates to the Chefzer Shel Torah and the Chefzer Shel Ksuvim. And therefore the Gemara didn't have a question about that. And this is like what Reb Chaim said, that women make a bracha on Birkas HaTorah, even according to those Shittas who hold that women don't make a bracha mitzvah shes man grama, that they're not chayev on, because they can't say tzivano, but they do make a Birkas HaTorah. And the reason Reb Chaim said is because the bracha doesn't relate to the chiyuv by Torah, it's a bracha on the chefzer shel Torah. So therefore, they make a Birkas HaTorah, and similarly the bracha on the Megillos, you see, is a bracha on the Chefzer Shel Torah. And Revelle talks about this in Sefer Chedusha Riz in Hilchas Brachas. So, and the proof to this, that the chiv of Mikra Megillah is a chiv to read Ksuvim, Kisvi HaKodesh, is the opinion of Yushalmi that holds that the reason we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos is not, the Bavli says the reason is Shemiyev Renu Dal Amis B'Shus Arabim, but the Yushalmi says that the reason is Yushalmi and Megillah says, because Ein Koren B'Kisvi HaKodesh B'Shabbos, that on Shabbos that we don't Mishum Bittul Beis HaMedrash, we don't learn Ksuvim, and that's why you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So you see that the Kriyas Megillah is Betos Ksuvim. So the Gemara though in Megillah and Daf Yud Ches says Halo es Shama Ashuvis Yotza for Halo Yodim Ka Amri. It says Midi de Havi Anoshim for Ami Haaretz Maslo Avina Ata Anan Hachashdranim Pnei Havamachem Miyadinen Elamitzes Kriyu Pisuminisa. So you see from the Gemara that there are two kiyumim. There's a kiyum of kriya, and there's another kiyum of pesuminisa. So l'choy, when it says kriya, that means that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of kriyas ksuvim, which is inherent in the mitzvah of kriyas megillah. But there's another kiyum of pesuminisa, and you have both kiyuvim in kriyas megillah. And that may be why we make two brachas on Kriyas Megillah. One is the bracha on Mikra Megillah. That's the kiyum on Betos Kriyas Ksuvim, like the Masechet Sofrim says. But beyond that, there's also, we make a bracha Shasa Nisim, because that's the bracha as relates to the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisim.